The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clout!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call, 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, you think it might be worth putting in the Huggins and Scott auction, give us a call. Let us know what it is. And we'll let you know what we give you an estimate of what we think it might go for in an auction, or even if it's worth putting into a Huggins and Scott auction. Bill Huggins, you're at the National in Rosemont this week. Has it been busy, crowded, wild? What's it been like?
Yeah, we've been very busy the whole week. You know, it goes in spurts. Sometimes me, Ricky, Josh, and Steve Dickler are all writing up consignments, and then you'll get a little lull, you know. But it's been very busy. We've had a lot of people. The little sign you had made for me is right on our counter, and if I haven't had 30 to 50 people come up to me and say, oh, you're the one we listen to on the radio.
Oh, nice. That's great.
I love how you set up your booth there, Bill. That's just amazing. You just have things out, Abraham Lincoln cut signature, just a lot of cool stuff. Love your display.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people actually, you know, sign up and bid right on the spot. You know, how much is that? Well, it's in the current auction. No, they're currently at $1,200. You want to be $1,300? Yeah, I do. How do we do that?
There was a, I think, a sport collectible site where they had on Twitter, they had a video, and it showed Bill Weiland getting interviewed by a guy, and he was at your, you know, at your booth. You could tell it was a big display, but of course, my eyes, the first thing I noticed was up above him, sitting on something, was the ESPN 1000 radio show sign. I'm like, all right,
that's cool.
Way to get lined up there, Bill, and put it, and do it in the right spot.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people looking at that video, actually. So has Bill Weiland been signing books there, too, or is he just sitting around talking to people? What's he doing?
Well, both. It was a bit of a misconception or a misleading thing. In the first 15 minutes, I think, that he was there on Thursday, he had a line. He had three people signing books and everything. And since then, I think he's kind of slightly disappointed as to what the sales of his book were. But he's nonetheless just talking to everybody who comes by. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine. And plus, I guess the key thing really for him is how the items are doing in the Huggins and Scott auction. And it seems like they're doing really well. Boy, I've got all kinds of items to talk about here. For instance, the 1967 Topps Punch-Outs Mickey Mantle PSA 4.5 with the Bill Weiland collection, where on the PSA items that Bill Huggins sent for them to get graded for the auction, PSA actually put Bill Weiland collection on them. So this is one of those items. It was at $5,400 with 34 bids the last I looked.
Wow.
I think that was, it's like 34 bids on that thing already. And then,
We've had a lot of people who have, because it's a whole showcase we devoted to his stuff.
Oh, boy.
We've had quite a number of people just, you'll see him just stand there in front of the case and stare at it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, that's got to be impressive, all that stuff lined up. Unbelievable stuff. Now, I noticed you had A Babe Ruth 1939-43 signed Sepia Hall of Fame plaque postcard. That's at $40,000 for that Babe Ruth autograph. Well, there's only a few of those, I guess, Bill, that have actually shown up that he signed those.
Yes, it was a. I think when it, from when it was issued to when he died, there was a very short window that he could have signed it.
Yeah, right. That's right. And if you're looking for a less expensive Babe Ruth signature, I had somebody, a listener, brought in a Babe Ruth cut signature in pencil on an old piece of paper. Right. That's at $1,400, which is still doing well, but it's not, a little less if you're just looking for a Babe Ruth signature on something. That would be a good thing to get if you like it as a display in your house, then to get it framed and have the cut signature displayed there. Another thing, there's this 1959 Topps Baseball Complete 572-card set, 567 are PSA graded. It's number 27 on the registry with a set rating of 7.749. That's at $9,100.
Wow.
The bidding continues at HugginsAndScott.com. If you're not familiar with a registry, when cards are graded by PSA, they keep track of all of them. And if you have a bunch of them in a set, you don't have to have an entire set graded, but the more you have in the set and the higher overall grades, then they rank them. And the higher the rank set, the more money they go for. So anytime you're in the top 50 on some of these things, there's going to be a lot of bidding.
Absolutely.
And then it's fun for
people. Tom, every year at the Nationals, PSA gives out awards. I've had several guys come by that I know they get a plaque that you were honored as having the number one of this set or the number one of that set. It's a pretty neat looking plaque they get.
Wow, yeah, that's neat. I'll tell you, the money that some of these sets go for is just it. I really think I don't know. What do you think about this, Bill? To me, in the last couple of years, there's some new money in the hobby that where some things are really going for some bucks.
Oh, yeah. We have, without mentioning names, there are several current athletes that are playing in pro sports who are making, current big money athlete salary who are big bidders in our auction. And we've met a couple of them have come to the show here and stopped by and looked at all the stuff, and they're bidding away. So
that's
actually is new money.
I said that in the shop this last couple weeks. I've told that to a couple people. Where I thought, with all the money that the athletes are making, to me it's a perfect thing for them to diversify in their portfolio and have some fun with it, getting collectibles. But when you look at how high, like a Cody Bellinger autographed a five selling for over 10 grand, 3-4 years ago, that wouldn't have happened no matter what he did.
Yep.
So, it's not only the vintage stuff, some of the newer really good stuff is really doing well. And that's interesting that you said that. I'm glad you said that, Bill, because that's what I was guessing. I thought that has to be the case.
And the key part of what you said there, Tom, is the word fun.
Right.
It is so much fun. You open up a pack, you're anticipating maybe hitting something, low serial numbered, and I could see these athletes having just a great, great time chasing different players and opening up different packs and or just buying something outright. So.
Yeah, somebody that they've played against that they thought was awesome,
absolutely.
Their own stuff. I remember Andre Dawson used to pick up stuff
absolutely.
Of his. I mean, did he ever stop by one of your tables, Bill, Andre Dawson, at one of the big shows?
I don't remember him actually stopping by, but we've had several athletes come by our booth this week.
I think I was set up at the first Sun, I don't even know if they call them a Sun Time show anymore, but the first one in the late 80s I was set up, and I had this Cubs like panoramic Wrigley Field display photo, I think behind, and Andre Dawson walked up and was like, that was cool.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and it was before I opened my store. So
where was the show
at?
Do you remember where it was at?
It might have been in Rosemont, but I think it was, but I really don't remember. But I'm pretty sure that way was the first Sun Time show. Yeah, that was pretty neat. He walks by, he's like, hey, so what do you got there? And I was like, yeah. All right, well, we've got a couple callers waiting here. Ron from Hoffman Estates is on the line. What do you have there, Ron?
Good morning, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
Last weekend, I went down to the Blackhawks convention, and I got a mini helmet signed by Brandon Saad, and I'd like to donate it to my high school's auction that they have in April. I think it would be wise for me to get it authenticated. Can you give me some direction on where I can get it authenticated in the Chicagoland area?
Well, you could get it authenticated at the, if you went to the National, both, I'm sure PSA DNA and JSA are there, aren't they, Bill Huggins?
Oh, yeah, both of them are here. You could get it done today or tomorrow at the convention on the spot. It takes about an hour to 2 hours, usually, when you drop it off.
So you just want to make sure, Ron, that the people who get it have the authentication in case they ever want to resell it down the road.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Would it be wise to get it authenticated? Yes, it would bring more money, right?
Well, typically, yeah. I mean, you got it in person, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know it's real. I mean, technically you don't have to, but it's good for the person who's bidding on it in case they ever do want to sell it, and to have the authentication, that's a good thing. So it sure wouldn't hurt. You know, I imagine the sod wouldn't be worth a fortune. Now, in a charity auction, a lot of times that type of thing will go for way more than it would like on eBay or whatever. But it's going to cost you to get it authenticated. Technically, it might cost more than the value of that to get it authenticated. But like I say, it's a charity auction, and you could start it higher and whatever. But
I'm sure
it would be good for the high bidder to have it if that's if that's your what you're asking.
Yes, yes.
Okay, very good, Ron.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next on the line, we have somebody here from St. Charles. What's your first name?
Chester.
Chester, okay. Chester, what's up?
Yeah, I have a my son went to
Eric is typing in a foreign language, I think.
I swear he spelled it out for me.
Maybe it's your listening ears there, Eric. Sorry, bud.
What's up, Chester? What do you have?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, my son went to a Cougar game in Rockford, and he got signed of Glenn Beckert and Don Kissinger baseball. You know, he probably signed about maybe a couple million of them, so it's probably not worth much.
The good part about that is they were a double play combination for a long time with the Cubs. So, I mean, that's pretty cool in itself. But yeah, I would think you maybe could get $30 or $40 for that. Not a ton of money, but there are Cub fans that will always want that. And speaking of Kissinger and Beckert, there's Kissinger and Beckert game used bats in the Huggins and Scott auction. There's also a Ron Santo bat. The bidding's at $925 on that one. A Billy Williams, the bid's at $900 on that one. I think there's a Randy Hundley and a Bill Madlock also. So if you like to collect Cubs game used bats of that era, 60s and 70s, there's some really nice ones in the Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding ends August 3rd, so you still have time. Bill, do you have any of that stuff? Any memorabilia on display at the National?
Oh, yeah. I think we brought two or three of those Cubs bats with us. Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm sure we brought Billy Williams and Ron Santo and maybe one other one.
Yeah.
They're in the case, yeah.
Very cool.
And I've pulled them out a couple times for people to look at them. I think when you game these bats, people just love to hold it in their hand and kind of get the feeling that, you know, Billy Williams actually held this bat in his hand. You know?
Right. That's exactly right. It really is a good, and just wondering, well, I wonder what type of bat Billy Williams used, and you can feel the weight and the length of it and be like, oh, yeah.
And that's the fun of collecting. It ties you into your childhood with your favorite player and those memories. You know, that emotion comes back, and you remember those times, and that's the fun of it all.
Yeah. So. And then collecting guys now, the younger players, and trying to think who's going to be good. Think of the guys that were piling up on Aaron Judge cards last year.
Yep.
The value of those things, how much it's gone up this year. But to be able to pick a guy like that is not easy. When
Absolutely.
You know he's hitting 170, to think that, okay, I'm pretty sure this guy's going to hit 330 when it may be 45 homers next year. It's hard to predict. You can put money out there and the guy never does anything.
That's right.
Okay, also in the Huggins and Scott auction, I was talking about this group of photos, and I tweeted these about a week or so ago. This is really cool. Of course, not that there isn't a lot of other stuff, but I really thought this was especially neat. 1916 to 1926 World Series photo album with 277 snapshots from back at the time.
Really?
And it had Ruth and Gehrig, a 1919 World Series Joe Jackson photo, 277 total snapshots. It's had 37 bids, and it's up to $8,000.
Wow.
Bill, did you think it would even end that high, and it still has days left?
Oh, I'll tell you what, Tom. I've had no less than a half a dozen or more people that I have had to pull the book out, and they spent, 3 minutes flipping through the book page by page just to see everything. So.
T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and if you go down with what I've tweeted the last week or so, you'll see, and there's a link there to the Huggins and Scott auction if you don't know how to go to Huggins and Scott and look things up, but you could do it that way. And just some of those photos, it really is incredible. This is going to be fun now. Next week, we'll be able to say what the final bids are, and we will have a Price is Right after the break. Where Vince is going to have to guess which one is higher, which is almost an impossible thing because you don't know what the bidding is. It's not over yet, but Vince beat the impossible last week.
Two weeks in a row, I'm going to guess it right, so I'm confident.
Now, if you get it right a third week in a row, next week we're going to have to blindfold you and we'll somehow have to try to distract you.
You're always changing the rules, aren't you?
a suggestion, a possibility. Well, it's time for a short break. The number's 312-332-3776. I should probably say that we are giving away a prize this week to one caller. If you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom's my Twitter ID. We use it on the show. You get in the drawing. It's a really good prize, a 2016-17 Excalibur basketball box, 2 autographs, 10 Crusade cards. Usually 2 of them are numbered, and 1 relic card. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're until 8. You can call us 312-332-3776 if you have a collectible you think might be valuable. We'll try to give you an idea if it might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. If it is, what we think it maybe would go for in an auction. Or if it's not valuable enough, we'll let you know. It could be a $50 item. If it's something that has a shot to go for $1,000 or more, then that would be a good Huggins and Scott auction item, typically. So, and don't forget now, at the National Sport Collectors Convention is going on at Rosemont this week. It ends tomorrow, and Bill Huggins and a crew from Huggins and Scott Auction are set up there. So, Bill, you guys are right when you get in there, you have a big display that's hard to miss at the National.
Oh, yeah, we're right in the front when you walk in. Our 10-by-30-foot booth is, as Vince would say, loaded with goodies.
It is, for sure.
Vince was saying he was at your book.
Yeah, Bill, thank you for the great deal you made for us. Some of those cards from the 60s and 70s that we bought at your booth, you really gave me a good deal, so thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I think, Tom, I think Vince bought a Clemente, a Top, and a Morgan, and a Huggins card.
There you go.
Now, that's a good collection. Right. You can make a good collection with those last names. Not our stuff, but the real guys, you could have a good collection there.
That's right.
All right, well, the number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call if you have something. Let's see, here's Jack from Justice. Eric spelled it, let's see, Q-Z-W.
I don't like vowels. I'm just going to leave vowels.
Jack from Justice is online. What do you have there, Jack?
Yeah, this is your old buddy, Jack.
Hey, Jack, how you been?
I've been doing okay. How you doing, man? I call you Tom Terrific.
Yes. Jack will call me a Triple Crown every once in a while. And he's got,
I want to ask you about is, like the programs from the World Series, anything connected with the Cubs World Series, is that stuff going up in value?
I don't know that it's gone up in value because it was so high to begin with, to be honest with you. So I think since it came out, it probably hasn't gone up in value. But long-term potential, hang on to it. Bill Huggins, is that kind of what you think? I mean, have you seen that things were pretty high to begin with for Cubs World Series stuff and probably hasn't gone up yet? Or what have you seen?
Well, we have actually, a gentleman came up to us yesterday, and Ricky, he had signed baseballs, jerseys, bats, and 16 by 20s of 22 or 23 or 4 of the Cubs from the thing, and Ricky was looking them up to see what they're going for, and most of those items, those four items, are getting between, $1,000 and $2,500, almost $3,000 for some of them. So they've actually held their value so far.
Yeah, they're holding in with, but the stuff like that, especially on it with a Cubs thing with such a big national fan base and such a long time since they had won. I mean, you knew their stuff was going to be high to begin with, and it'll be. I don't think it's going to drop like some of them that have come out really high to begin with. But it'll be interesting to see. But Jack, meanwhile, that the 2016 World Series programs, if you can ever get team members from that, just make sure it's just from the championship team to sign it. That sure doesn't hurt.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, one more quick thing. I call you Tom Terrific, and Huggins, I call him Huggy Bear, like off of Stocky and Hug.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Jack used to say that we were his, when we were on Sundays, we were his church. Yeah,
right. That's the sports church.
Yes.
I always like to listen to you guys before I went to church. Yeah. That came before Sunday school.
So now you can go to church earlier, right, Jack?
Yeah, I can go to church earlier. Peace.
Well, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Okay. Always good to talk to you guys. Right. Bye-bye.
Very good. The number is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of Panini Excalibur basketball to one caller. If you tweet a picture of an item at T Crown Tom as my Twitter ID, you get in the drawing for the Excalibur basketball box, which has 10 Crusade cards in them. Two of them are numbered. If you get the low-numbered rookies or superstars, they sell for a lot of money. And then two autograph cards. So
that's
a
hot product, a very hot product.
It's a fun box to open if you like.
I've opened a few
basketball cards in your lifetime.
Yes, I have.
All right, I got to try to get to this.
Up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
No, that was the wrong one. Okay, it's time for The Price is Right. Now, usually what we do, it's which ended higher, and we'll go to a past Huggins and Scott auction, and Vince tries to guess from the three items that I mentioned which one ended higher in the auction. Well, since the Huggins and Scott auction bidding is currently going on, it doesn't end till August 3rd, this week it's which is higher. So this is really difficult because sometimes things go up early and then don't bid anymore. Sometimes there's low bidding early, and then they end high at the end. So this is going to be tough for Vince. But
and for the record, I am going for two in a row here. Two in a row.
Yes. All right. Just so everybody knows. Now, I forgot I was going to ask Eric for a Woody Woodpecker on the soundboard to tie in with this one. I think this is kind of cool. It's not very high yet, but there's a Looney Tunes framed cell lot of 16 with various golf scenes, Goofy Golfer, Bugs Bunny, Popeye, Woody Woodpecker, Donald Duck,
all these
cells and framed. I mean, they're pretty neat.
I like that. That is cool.
I'd like to at least have one of those things up on the wall somewhere. So that's one lot, 16 of those. Next item is a 1956 Topps football unopened 5-cent pack graded PSA 5. I think there was a tweet to your attention at how over under Brett tweeted this one. Would it be 4 seconds that if Vince got that before he had it open?
Yes,
Vince, what was your response?
3 seconds, actually.
Yeah, 3 seconds flat. Okay, so
packs
I thought I
should be open. They
we had
do
to
not
throw
sit.
That
yes.
one into it.
Yes.
And the third item. What is the third item here? Oh, this is a good one. 1963 Topps Beverly Hillbillies complete 66 card set. So it's a really goofy group.
What was the last one? I was
waving.
I was posing for a photo from outside.
I waved, and then I guess it was after the photo I saw. Anyway, it's a Beverly Hillbillies nice condition 66 card set from 1963. So it's kind of a weird trio of items. Let's repeat them real quickly here. We've got the Looney Tunes framed cell lot of 60. There we go. Hey, Eric, can you spell Woody Woodpecker for us? Never mind. Okay, it's got Goofy Golfer, Bugs Bunny, Popeye, Woody Woodpecker, Donald Duck. Next item is a 1956 Topps football, unopened 5-cent pack, graded PSA 5. And the third item, 1963 Topps Beverly Hillbillies complete 66 card set. Vince, which one is higher right now?
I think there's a case for all of them. Starting off with the Looney Tunes. I mean, Looney and you kind of fit together, so I could make a case for that. The unopened pack, 1956 Topps, I would love to have that. So, and then I'm not sure the Beverly Hillbillies tie-in, but I am going to go with the Beverly Hillbillies.
And you set. Would be? I don't know why I'm having trouble with it. There we go. Incorrect. I thought you had it. You said you were going to go. Yeah. It sounded like you were going to go with the football pack.
I was, but then why did you throw that in there if it was the correct answer? I figured you wouldn't do that.
See, I don't have to do a mind game thing with it because you create your own mind game. All I have to do is pick items and you'll
talk myself out of it.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, that was you were close.
Okay.
Right now, if you like the Looney Tunes, that group is only at $140.
Wow.
See, everything's not $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. There's some stuff you can get at a reasonable price if you don't have a ton to spend. The, the pack is at $400. That's the highest one in the Beverly Hillbillies set. $325 right now.
Not too far off.
Those Beverly Hillbillies cards were really in nice shape, it looked like.
Absolutely.
From looking at them, too. So, I thought you had it.
Well, there's always next week. There's always next week.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, and instead it was.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah. All right. I'm not rubbing it in or anything.
Sure you
Brian
are.
From Merivale's online. What do you have there, Brian?
Yeah, my uncle was the stadium announcer for the Baltimore Orioles in the mid to late 80s.
Wow.
When I was younger, he got me and all my cousins autographed balls, including the entire team. I've never had it authenticated. I looked into it one time. The person wanted to charge me $10 a name to authenticate it. I didn't know if that was something standard or really what I should look for is as far as getting it authenticated.
So you have an 87 Orioles team signed ball, so that's got Cal Ripken on it. That wasn't the year that they lost like 20 games to start the year, was it?
No,
that was 88.
So
that was
88.
Okay.
Well, Bill Huggins would definitely be the expert, though. That's right up his alley. That's right in his area, the Orioles and the Nasty Nat. So what do you think of 80s Orioles team signed balls, Bill?
Well, the best one to have would be 83, which would be the year they won the World Series. The rest of them, and that the 83 probably is, 400 to 800, depending on how complete it is. The rest of them are probably in the $150 to $250 range.
Now, Brian, who was your, it was an uncle you said that was a stadium announcer?
Yeah, my uncle, yeah. He worked for them in the mid to late 80s, and he left the organization just as they were getting ready to plan for the new stadium. They offered him a job as being part of the planner for the new stadium at Camden Yards. Then he moved down to Tampa Bay and became an announcer for the Rays later on.
Is he still doing it, or is he?
No, actually, now he lives out in Hawaii. He works for the Army, and he sets up all the major sporting events for the state of Hawaii through the Army.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah, he's always been in sports and baseball and things like that.
Was he a collector? Did he pick up stuff along the way?
Yes, he did. He did. I've never really asked him about what all he has, but I do know he does have a lot.
Yeah, I bet he's maybe if he picked up some cool game use stuff, he might have some neat stuff. You gotta give him a call sometime and say, "Hey, Unc, it's, remember me, Brian from Maryville." He's like, "Brian, Brian, who?"
Yeah, he was always a big part in signing up the Pro Bowl when he was out in Hawaii.
Oh, cool! Wow, man!
He's had a pretty nice job for many years now.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Wow, that sounds pretty good.
Yep.
Well, it's time for another short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call if you have a question about a collectible, if you think it might be valuable or not. We're giving away a Panini Excalibur basketball box to one caller. 10 Crusade cards, 2 autographs in the box. And you get in the drawing if you call, or if you tweet a picture of an item, T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and you get in the drawing that way if we use it on the show. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. You can call us if you have a question about a collectible, if it might be valuable, if it might be worth putting in a Huggins and Scott auction. If it is, we'll give you an estimate of what we think it might sell for in an auction, or what it might be worth if it was in a store and not worth sending to an auction. But we'll try to at least give you an estimate of what we think about it. And we're giving away an Excalibur basketball box, 2 autographs, 10 Crusade cards, 2 numbered Crusade cards usually in a box. Pretty nice box to give away, so give us a call at 312-332-3776. Vince, I had Mike from Indiana is a regular listener, and Monday morning he made a special trip to Triple Crown in Naperville to see me. He said he was driving like past going this way and that way. He's like, it's got to be here. But he thought it would be like, he goes, I thought it'd be like a big Taj Mahal type place. He goes, that's it? He kept driving by. I go, yeah, it's not a big place. It's not a real exciting place. But
I tell you, it's a lot of fun inside your store. Fun. Absolutely.
He had some nice Fleer basketball sets, 86, 87, 88 with stickers. So
very nice.
Some nice stuff there.
Any Jordans? Any strong Jordan cards in there?
He had the whole thing, the rookie and the rookie sticker, and
very nice.
Yeah, they were probably at least 7. So I mean, you know, they were nice. Wow. I don't know if they were gradable or not, but I didn't look at all the cards. If you have any of those cards, and they're number one, those cards have to be perfectly centered.
Yeah.
If they're perfectly centered, then and the other stuff is sharp, then it's worth getting them graded. Bill Huggins, I bet you see some pretty high prices on people asking on PSA 10s or BGS 10s of those 86 Fleers.
Oh, yeah. There's several. You really kind of need to go to the population report and find out which of the 10s have the low populations that have gotten 10s, and those are the ones that can bring some crazy money.
And in case you're thinking, well, maybe I'll just open some packs. Well, there's a 86 Fleer basketball box, BBC wrapped in the Huggins and Scott auction that right now is at $21,500. Wow. And I think it may go higher than that. That'll be interesting to see where that one ends up. Jack from Joliet's on the line. What do you have there, Jack?
Good morning, guys. I've got a couple of Hall of Fame things, football Hall of Fame. I've got a Reggie Bush autographed Heisman Trophy football. That's number one. And number two, I have an individual signature of Paul Hornung and Gale Sayers on each of a Hall of Fame ballot from the year they were elected into the Hall of Fame.
Now, how'd you get the ballots?
Well, it's interesting. A buddy of mine is actually a member or was a member of the New York Athletic Club.
Okay.
And so he got these for me because I happen to be a huge Packer fan and always a great admirer of Gale Sayers.
You sound like a radio guy, Jack. You sound like you could be a sports announcer.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Now, as far as Hornung and Sayers, their autographs are not that valuable. They're Hall of Famers, but they've signed a lot. Yeah. So they don't sell for a lot. But, Bill, how much does it help being on the Hall of Fame ballots?
Well, I mean,
was your friend, Jack, was he one of the people who was authorized to vote on the election of these athletes?
No, he was a non-voting member.
Oh, okay. Huh, because, yeah, no, the unique part about it is the ballot. I mean, if it's got, if it's dated the year that these two guys were each elected and got all the names that were eligible that year, those would be very unique items. I'd love to run those because I can certainly guarantee I've never seen any of those for sale unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, that really seems to make it a worthwhile item. Now, the next caller here.
Let's go while we're young.
We have to hurry him up. The Green Lantern's on the line. Or is this Rodney?
Let's go while we're young.
Let's go while we're young.
Wait, which is it? What's up, Leonard? How you been?
All right, good. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, I got a Buffalo Bills helmet with all of the Buffalo Bill Hall of Famers, including Bill Polia.
Oh, that's pretty neat. How many total are there?
Not sure. I bought the helmet with OJ's signature on it, so I got all the other guys, Billy Shaw, Delamalar, you know, Lofton, Smith, all those guys.
Yeah. Do you have the coach?
I have the coach. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, and it's a full-size official helmet.
Yeah, it's a little older, though.
Oh, well, that's actually probably kind of neat. What do you think, Bill? A few hundred, maybe 300 to 500, maybe more on that?
I think that's a good estimate. Absolutely, yeah. It, you know, I'm like I said, I'm not sure how many guys on there, but the Bills do have quite a number of Hall of Famers, even though they, you know, I think they made it to the Super Bowl 4 straight years. So
yeah,
and lost.
Hey, Lantern, has Rodney had anything new coming up lately? Anything that he'd like to tell us?
I tell you, my wife's cooking is bad. The other day she made a chocolate mousse. I got an antler stuck in my throat.
No, nothing new for Rodney.
That is so good. That is so good.
Brian from LaGrange is on the line. What's up, Brian?
How do you follow that up?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Do you do any impressions, Brian? Who's your best impression?
Probably Billy Madison, but that's a horrible one, so we won't get into that one.
All right. What do you have?
I have Kobe Bryant. I got it maybe his first or second year from Upper Deck. It's an autographed jersey, and it's on number 8, and I know he doesn't sign 8s anymore. He also signed it just Kobe, which I know throughout the years he's been changing his autograph a little bit. So I want to know how, you know, what the number is on that.
Well, you got a lot of good things going for you with that one. It being Upper Deck and a jersey he doesn't sign anymore. It's one that he signed earlier in his career. So, Bill, all that in mind, what do you think of the value of that one?
I'm thinking that's got to be $1,000 to $2,000, you know.
So that would be a Huggins and Scott auction item if Brian decided he wanted to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'd have to do a little research, see if my number is kind of accurate. But either way, yes, it would certainly be a great item for our auction.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know how many Upper Deck made that year, so it really didn't come with a number.
Is it a number?
No, it's
There's a certification, but, I mean, the number's obvious. The certification's obviously numbered from the logo, but that's about it.
I don't think he would have signed a ton for him, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not like you see those floating around all over the place, so... Yeah, that's a good, very nice. That's a good item. Mark is on the road. What do you have there, Mark? What's new?
Hello there. I'm just buzzing through Chicago, and I'm from Minnesota, and I purchased, I think it's late 70s, early 80s, a Minnesota North Star jersey. It's the one, it has sewn on letters, the N on it, and it's the old school one. They were playing at the old Met Center. And I was wondering, I think it's either by Patterson or Patterson that made the Olympic jerseys, I believe.
Okay.
And I was just curious what that might be worth. I can't remember wearing it more than maybe a half dozen times.
So, Mark, when you're driving through Chicago, do you have that hanging from your antenna and just kind of flopping in the wind so everybody in Chicago can see it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I kind of like it that it's a, you know, one of the old jerseys. And Bill Huggins, anything exciting there?
Well, did he say it was a game-worn jersey of a player? Or?
No, it's just purchased from a local hardware looked like a local sporting goods store, is what it was. It's not a professional.
Is it signed by anybody?
No.
Okay, so really it would be good on the antenna then.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. It's probably, I don't know, $50 to $100 on its best day.
Yeah. Something good to wear if you're out playing hockey or playing football.
Well, the early 80s, the stadium had, when the North Stars came into town, they had Dino Cicerelli little dolls with a noose on his neck.
Yeah.
Because he used to brawl with Al Secord.
Yeah.
So those just these dolls.
Yeah, and, people didn't ever like the North Stars too much.
Especially Dino.
No, that's why you never know. Yeah, probably best not to have that jersey flying on the antenna as he's driving through town. Okay, Joe is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Are you in Harrisburg or are you in town for the National, Joe? Or
actually, I'm in. My daughter just gave birth to my first grandson yesterday, so I flew into town.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. And I was just turning on listening to the radio station. I guys got a great show. I wish I could get you more out in the Harrisburg area.
Well, you know, you can hear us on the ESPN app anywhere. So
I'm going to do that. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Listen, I used to live in Chicago, and one of my great friends down in Miami, his son was a ball boy for the Miami Heat. And I didn't realize this, but ball boys trade stuff. Like, he got some shoes from Shaq, and he got me, for my one of my birthdays, he got me a basketball signed by the entire Bulls best team ever, and I still call them the best team ever, the 72-10. It's got it stamped on there, Chicago Bulls World Champs, 72-10. It's got everybody's signature on it.
Very
Michael,
cool.
Phil, Pippins, Kukoc, all those guys.
I like the fact that you have Phil on there, too. To me, that being that year and everything, if you had that in a store authenticated in the Chicago area, probably somewhere 1,500 to 2,000. Or Bill, that would be an auction. Now, do you think one like that would do well in an auction compared to what it would do in a Chicago store because it's such a big Chicago thing? Or is that big enough nationally still, even with the Warriors, that would be a good auction item for you?
I think, like you said, that particular year, the 72-10, which the Warriors haven't beaten that, I don't think, is still very well prized by basketball collectors.
Yeah, so that's definitely a good item. You have anything else that you picked up, Joe?
Well, I do. I gave to a charity, and I got a signed, they're in really big wood cases, a letter from Jack Nicklaus and then one from Arnold Palmer thanking me for donating. And they have a picture of each of them, and one with on St. Andrews with Jack on the bridge.
Uh-huh.
And I have their putters, and they're both signed.
Oh, wow. That would be a nice golf lot there, don't you think, Bill Huggins? In a Huggins and Scott auction, all those together?
Well, I don't know. They may even be able to go individually.
Yeah, that's some nice stuff.
The Arnold Palmer signed stuff is very highly sought after in today's market.
Yeah.
Well, does it make any difference if the letter's addressed to an individual, you know, instead of a generic type of autograph? You know what I'm saying? It says, Dear Joe.
Is it on their letterhead, their personal letterhead?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, that's great. I mean, well, it's got to be. If it's on their letterhead, it's got to be addressed to somebody. So
right.
It actually doesn't matter. I mean, unless it was addressed to another celebrity, then it would have an even better value.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, very cool, Joe. Nice stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. People have to remember that you can hear anywhere in the country on the ESPN app. You can hear our show.
Technology at its best.
You know, my UPS driver, his son is a football player, a high school football player, and they were going to Bears camp, and they were like, they wanted to try to get Trubisky to sign something, but they said, I don't know, it's going to be so crowded. You know, with selfies and everything, I said, well, if you can't get through to get it signed, see if you can get your son, who's taller, he's a quarterback, to get his camera set up so he can get Trubisky in the background and do a selfie.
Right.
And then maybe if he prints that up, maybe somewhere down the road he can get him to sign up. But
Absolutely.
If nothing else, then at least you have a picture from Trubisky's rookie year of you and Trubisky at camp. I think that'd be kind of a neat selfie.
Absolutely.
I get more people, I think, instead of getting autographs, are doing selfies with celebrities.
Yep.
And that's a cool thing to do.
Sure.
John,
you know,
from
Tom, we had a lot of people at the show over this week
who, like, would take a picture or have their buddy take a picture of them holding the Billy Williams bat. You
know? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. That makes sense. That's pretty cool. Yeah. John from Aurora is online. What do you have there, John?
Oh, hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
I was at the national show yesterday, and what I was wondering, they, you know, make a lot of cards for the show that they give out. You know, they have, like, Bowman Chrome refractors of a lot of prospects and things.
Yeah.
Do those cards typically have much value, or are they just a novelty thing? You know, there's, like, some Yoan Mankata refractors that, you know, have now popped up on eBay from the show and things like that. So I was just wondering if those are anything worth buying or looking into.
Some of those can do very well, especially if they're low numbered, and sometimes there's signed versions, but some of those can do very well. Definitely worth worth picking up, especially if they're numbered. But if you got the rookie cards and it's only available through there,
yep.
Bill, don't you think? Not a bad item.
Oh, I will tell you this. Those are going to have a short shelf life. I mean, you get some of those free giveaways that these companies produce for the show. You want to sell them now, and you want to sell them to the people who couldn't get to the show but still want them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what your market is going to be big is right now.
Yeah.
And gotcha. Then, makes sense. So
okay. Thanks, John. And it's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Chester from St. Charles. Chester, email me your address. Vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you. Set up delivery free of charge.
That's if Chester is his name. Yeah. That's
it could be Chacon,
Eric still
right?
Eric still not that. We'll have a spelling lesson later in the week. All right. Well, don't forget, Bill Huggins is at the Rosemont. What's it called? The Rosemont Convention Center, where Donald Lee Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont,
on River Road, yeah.
For the National Sport Collectors Convention today and tomorrow, the last 2 days. I'm Tom Morgan. I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week, not on Sundays. So stop in anytime if you have something you think might be valuable. And thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.